Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, Michael Jackson did not write the song for Billie Jean King, but it more than applies. Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs being the focus of the brand new movie Battle of the Sexes, about their infamous gender tennis match that took place. Shwani, did you realize 44 years ago this week?
Yeah.
That it took place.
You know, I had forgotten about it until you brought it up last week. And, you know, we came across the dates and what was happening at the time and what a big deal it was.
It was a huge big deal. I mean, everybody, 90 million people watched this tennis match. People had never watched a tennis match in their life because, you know, they wanted to see what was going to go on between Bobby Riggs, who is a self-proclaimed male chauvinist pig. he said it of himself.
I guess he was saying he coined the phrase, didn't he?
Yeah, I guess he sort of did. Yes, he did. He said that you know, the women are you know, good for two things, in the bedroom and the kitchen. Who can get away with saying anything like that these days? That, you know, women are great on the tennis match because otherwise, who would pick up the balls? Come on, it was crazy, and you know, it was infuriating people and emboldening other people. At the same time, who felt the same way that Bobby Riggs did. Steve Carell, you will hear in the interview in a minute, say that he thinks that Bobby Riggs was kidding during the whole thing and was doing it just for publicity for the tennis match. But Billie Jean King really lived through it all. She was a pioneer, not only on the court, but for women's rights in general, all of that while she was struggling with her own sexual orientation. It was fascinating to sit down and talk with her. And as we found out also, Billie Jean King, who lived here in Chicago for 12 years. So you watch WGN, maybe?
Absolutely.
I think you've even been there a couple of times.
I think I have, yes. I have been to numerous studios in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived there for 12 years and just love it.
What brought you to Chicago, of all the places could spend winters?
World Team Tennis, we had our national headquarters there for 12 years. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
The only reason we left again is the sponsor wanted us to be in New York. Otherwise, might still be there.
Yeah, but you still have a place in Chicago,
right? Oh,
absolutely.
Right? Love Chicago. It's never enough for me to be there.
What are the things that you like to do when you're back home?
Not much. I like to be in the apartment because we have a great view of the lake and south on Michigan. And I like to go to movies.
Oh,
I love
good.
Movies.
Oh, good. Is it possible for you to...
I like to go to ballet if it's in town. I like... I'm usually working, to be honest. So
right.
I love to be home, like in the apartment. It's just so great. I don't even have to leave the building.
And
if
just
the
chill and
bad.
Relax, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
I would imagine it's difficult for you to walk down Michigan Avenue because you're so identifiable and everybody wants to tell you how much you inspired them and tell their story of what you meant to them.
Sometimes they'll even ask me, are you here for a tournament? Like, not to play. Not my age, but yeah, people are very good to me. I've been very, very blessed in my career, and with this Battle of the Sexes, it's just over the top.
Yeah.
If someone had told me when I was 12 years old and been playing 1 year of tennis and I wanted to be number one the second time I picked up a racket, so if someone had said, you know, there's going to be a movie and you're going to have the number one actor, female actor in the world, actress. So
yeah.
I
have the Oscar winner. Last year's Oscar winner playing. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I first met Emma. I said, I want you to win an Academy Award with this. And, of course, then just a few months later, she won La La Land. I'm going, that's great. And she won everything. BAFTA, SAG.
She did.
Golden Globe. She just... I said, you'd be like the number one tennis player in the world right now.
That's
and
right.
Also, you made the most money.
That's right.
So
that's
just
right.
A fantastic person, but what a great actor.
Yeah. When you think about that time during Battle of the Sexes, what's the one thing that really sticks out with you? I mean, because it's so multi-leveled. It's a personal story for you. It's the story of unbelievable misogynism. It's this. I mean, there. You know what I mean? There are so many things that make this such an interesting story.
Well, think it's multi-layered. I think that it was a very difficult, painful, and joyful time for me. In a time that all of us, the original nine, are in the Battle of the Sexes, the movie, which is the only question, you know, my wish to Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris, who are the directors and have done a fantastic job, and they got the perfect team together. The cast, everybody's just done a fabulous job. You know, they have the original nine in it, which is really important to me,
right,
because you'll see a very quick shot of us holding $1 bill up.
Right.
That is the birth of women's professional tennis. And Sloane Stephens just won the Open and won $3.7 million. If we hadn't started that moment to really push everybody and give women an opportunity, it wouldn't have happened. So we are thrilled that we're part of the beginning of this. And the players today are living our dream that we had for them, for the future generations.
Yeah.
And this movie reminds me of all of us sticking together and fighting hard and being smart about it.
Yeah, I remember the cartoonish nature of Bobby Riggs.
But Bobby's not a cartoonist, and Steve Carell really captured that.
No, I mean, he brought such humanity to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was that time when that behavior was a little bit accepted, and then we sort of got away from that.
Well, I think it's still accepted.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, if you think somehow it's turned its ugly head back. And
yeah, because people that saw the film before the elections voted a certain time, you know, that was good, they liked it. After the election, they loved it. So we're hitting a nerve with this. I think this Battle of the Sexes movie is very relevant. I think Emma, absolutely. I think the film, they have the essence of those times, what was going on, and how I felt, how many people felt. The one thing that I do notice is so white, and that's what we were trying to break down. So it brought back a lot of memories, but I'm just thrilled with everyone and everything, because they really got the essence.
Yeah, coming up next, we'll hear from Emma Stone and Steve Carell.